Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll guess the takes for week number 4 in the NFL coming up in a little bit here. And check in with you people, see what they're up to. Plus, we'll end the show with a same-game parlay.
Parlette.
And if we hit this one, you know whose fault that we didn't hit last week is?
It was Kyle.
That'd be Kyle, because he's not with us. We will have our parlay for you for the Eagles and the Buccaneers coming up on Sunday at the end of the show today. First, though, let's check in with the name that in the past, I think before the Eagles had won 2 Super Bowls, we wouldn't have been allowed to bring this guy on the air.
I still kind of feel some kind of way, but I got to get over it because, I mean, the guy's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's our guest.
He's a solid dude, but I still remember them coming in here at the vet and kicking our ass. Mm. And going to the Super Bowl. My man, Rondé Barber. Rondé, what's going on, man?
What's up? I like that introduction.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you do.
I'm pretty sure y'all should forgive me by now. That was a long
time. No, Rondé, listen. Every time the Super Bowl come around, I think about that game, and I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, we were so close. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, we had spent a lot of time trying to get to that point, man. Everybody forgets that we went to St. Louis, greatest show on turf in 1999, and should have went to the Super Bowl that year, except for Ricky Prohl, last-second catch, yeah, and the Bird Emanuel, not-a-catch fiasco at the end of that game. So we got our own heartbreak. So
yeah, and we finally got one, but I didn't get one, though. That's what kind of hurts.
Yeah, Rondé, we had to wait till we got a second Super Bowl here before we invited John. Now we can start to push those demons away from the past.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, Rondé,
go ahead. I'll tell you guys, I was at the Super Bowl last year. I hosted that on the field with the NFL. And at the very end, there's footage of it. Somebody caught me saying "Fly, Eagle, fly." So
wow,
is that right? Okay.
Oh, see, now, all right. So now things have changed over the years. Rondé, yeah, excited to have you on the show today and to talk about this particular matchup, which 3-0 versus 3-0. Rondé, this is a big one on Sunday as the Eagles. You know, everyone kind of expected them to pick up where they left off and win a lot of games, but the Bucs, they're 3-0 as well, and it seems like a lot of late game magic with Baker Mayfield right now.
Well, the Bucs are. I mean, I have the privilege and the misfortune of watching all their games, and they could easily be 0-3. But you know, when you got a guy like Baker, literally you leave time on the clock, and it's a close game, it's a one score game, he's going to score. That's what it's come down to these 3 weeks. Now, are they a talented team? Yes, they are very talented, especially at skill positions on offense, and a couple of players on defense, really, really talented. But they're hurt, and this is a team that is. When I was prepping for this week to do my show midweek, you're looking at the injury report, and it's as significant as it's ever been. So not hedging, but this is going to be an interesting game for Tampa. Thankfully, it's at home. Thankfully, it's 1 o'clock. It's going to be hot as hell. Hugh, I don't know if you're coming down, but it's brutal in Tampa right now.
Oh, no, I can imagine. I remember those games that we used to have in Tampa that used to be brutal like that. But, Rondé, my question to you is this. When you see – what prism do you view a quarterback like Jalen Hurts in? Because it's kind of been all over the place up here. Some people feel that, you know, he's limited in some of the things that he does.
Yeah.
How do you view Jalen Hurts?
He's a winner. That's all I care about. I mean, is he ever going to be in a conversation for MVP? I mean, probably not, unless you redefine what the MVP means in today's NFL. It's not what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But you could say this. I could say the same thing about Baker. So I view them in the same premise. They can get things done when they need to get done. I mean, people, the Bucs are 100-plus rushing yards per game, which started last year. A lot of that, like 40 yards a game of that, is Baker Mayfield. And it's no different than what Jalen brings to the table for Philly. You know, it's a win at any cost or any way that it looks type of mentality. So when I'm judging him as a guy that I would love to be my quarterback. Now, if I'm, you know, trying to say some of your players like AJ Brown could be one of the top receivers in the NFL, probably not on that team just because of the way the offense runs, and he's just not going to deliver the ball to him. Like those big number of guys are across the league, but dude, all you do is win, man. This league's about winning. The beauty contest that the league turns into sometimes, sometimes annoying and useless conversation. You know, dude sitting at 3-0 and Super Bowl champion, he can do.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever he wants to be.
Yeah, he can, they've only lost one football game since they left Tampa last September, and that game Jalen Hurts got knocked out of with a concussion, so they haven't lost a game with him fully on the field in a year. Ronde, got to ask you your thought on the tush push, which has become, you know, for years now a big story, but even bigger one this offseason. The NFL had the vote, they ultimately didn't ban it, and then week two in Kansas City, Eagles run it seven times, and everyone's flipping out. Are you pro tush push? Are you anti tush push? Where do you come down on the play?
I mean, I'm a defensive player. I hate it. You can't stop it. I would say, and just, you know, from a 30,000-foot view, because obviously I'm not in football anymore. I watch it and I cover it to a small degree. I don't mind the play. I just know that when you watch it in super slow-mo and you see all the things that are going on in that play, it's not a good play, man. Yeah, offensive linemen are constantly offsides. Defensive linemen are constantly in the neutral zone. It's an unlegislatable play, basically. And you know what it's going to result in. It's going to result in a first down. So, if the defense – I said this last year. I don't know if anybody would agree with me or even heard this take when I said it. But if defenses want to make this go away, they'll just let them – they'll just stand up and make it an uncompetitive play, and the NFL will have to capitulate and get rid of it. Mm. That's the only way this happened. Otherwise, it's just a play. It's quarterback sneak. I mean, what do you want? I mean, we've made a big deal about it just because of the way it looks. But, I mean, quarterback sneaks have been going on forever. I mean, what was Tom Brady on quarterback sneaks? Wasn't he like 99% you or something?
Something like ridiculous. That. That sounds about right.
Right. So, I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, it's nice to have it's funny that y'all have a Super Bowl championship there, two Super Bowl championships in the last 6 years, and tush push is still top of the
it's the hottest topic. It was the hottest topic last week after that Kansas game.
And when people criticize it, people go crazy here. Ronde Barber joining us as we get set for the Eagles and the Bucks on Sunday. Ronde, what makes Todd Bowles so good, and why do you think he's had so much success against an Eagles offense that usually scores a lot of points on most teams? I mean, the Eagles have been the last 4 or 5 years one of the better teams of pro football. They've been at two Super Bowls, 1-1, but it's been 1-4 against Todd Bowles and his Buccaneers teams. What does he do that makes it so hard on the Eagles and everyone in the NFL?
Well, he's a 3-4 defensive guy, which you can better explain this when you get off the air if you don't really get that the nose tackle, the two interior defensive ends, are run defenders, really. You got the edge guys that do everything. They drop, they rush, they, whatever. But they pack the inside of the defense. So if you're trying to pull, you know, trying to run gap scheme, you got to find somebody that can move Vita Vea out of the way. Not possible. You got to find somebody that can to catch an edge, not possible with our tall outside linebackers. He's just dedicated to stopping the run, like at the expense sometimes of playing good on the back end of the defense. But the reason number one, you can't run a ball against Tampa. Nobody has. Quarterbacks sometimes fare a little bit better here and there because they can some of the dropback stuff. But the reality is you can't run the ball against Tampa. And if you do try, it's just difficult. You know that you're hitting your head on the wall 7 out of 10 times. And then secondly, it's hard to describe because I don't want to say he's a player's coach. He's like this gentle, like giant of a man that has this fire burning inside of him that players really, really appreciate. A lot of noise down in Tampa that Todd's not good enough coach and this and that. But, I mean, reality is he's won 4 division titles in a row. He's been in the playoffs all those years. He constantly wins with new coordinators on offense. And so, like, at some point, you just got to say he's a good coach, man. He understands how to play this game. He's been around it a long time, played it a long time, and has been coaching at a high level for a long time. And he's got a very diverse playbook, defensive playbook, and he can basically stop whatever he wants, whenever he wants.
Yeah, he's a good coach, and he's given the Eagles trouble. Rondé, tell us about the Bucs skill players, who we got to watch out for on Sunday, because it feels like it's changing a little bit. I mean, Mike Evans is hurt right now. I know Chris Godwin coming back, but some young guys I've noticed, Emeka Ibuka, the rookie, and then it seems like Bucky Irvin's coming into his own, the running back.
Yeah, well, he came into his own last year. Bucky did. Bucky was a sensation, dude. I think it was the second or third game, home game of the year last year. And all of a sudden, you hear these Bucky chants. And, like, Bucky's a 4th-round draft pick out of Oregon. But, like, you notice what he is when the ball is in his hands. He had a play last week, Hugh. I broke it down in one of our breakdowns for the Bucks. Mm-hmm. He had 10 guys to the left of him when he caught this, like, flare pass. Within, like, 5 yards, he had 9 guys to the right of him. He just jump cut across the screen and basically outran the defense. So he's just a sensational player. But the real star for the early part of the season now is Emeka. And when I met Emeka in the offseason and do the Bucs preseason games, you're looking at a guy that you're telling yourself that, dude, this guy's been here before. Like, I know he's 22 years old, but he looks like he's done this for years. He acts like he's done it for years. So mature. And then he's just a professional about going about the business. So he's become the favorite target. Mike's hamstring is like as reliable as a Cybertruck in a hurricane right now. So it's going to tear it every single year. He's going to miss 2 or 3 weeks. So they had to draft Emeka in the first round. I mean, I know it was controversial for us because we were looking for defensive players, but I think the Bucs drafted a guy that they knew was going to be sensational, and he has been already.
Rondé, appreciate you giving us a few minutes today. We know you're a busy guy and have games to do and the Bucks to watch. So thank you for hopping on. And I'm sure everyone out there is annoyed at you still, but I think 2 Super Bowls here have made it a little easier for us to say hi to you.
And have safe travels coming back, man.
Right. Hugh and I are both in our 50s. Like, I think we're starting to age out of people that remember that game. So.
yeah, we are. We definitely are.
Rondé, thanks, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, see
y'all. There he goes, Rondé Barber. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply, in app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.